The third Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. The disciples told their story of what had happened on the road and how they recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. They were still talking about this when Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated? And why are these doubts rising in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I, indeed. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. Their joy was so great that they could not believe it, and they stood there dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. Then he told them, "This is what I meant when I said, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms has to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So you can see how it is written that the Christ would suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this."
It is late in the evening of Easter Sunday. The 10 apostles, Thomas is yet to return, are gathered in the room of the Last Supper and are discussing the news that Jesus had appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. James, Jesus' cousin apostle, asks John, "What did he say to those from Emmaus? I think that he would have excused us. Did he not say that everything happened because we Israelites failed to understand the nature of his kingdom?" John does not pay attention, and turning around to look at Philip, he says, "It is sufficient for me to know that he is risen." As the conversation moves back and forth between the apostles, Peter expresses his great remorse for having denied Jesus. "Oh, I will hide my head, just like this morning in the sepulchre. I was afraid of seeing him." But John replies, "Peter, you were the first to go in. Don't be so afraid. One would think that you do not know him." The room brightens as if there were a dazzling flash. The apostles cover their faces, fearing it is lightning, but they hear no noise and they raise their heads. Jesus is in the middle of the room near the table. He stretches out his arms, saying, "Peace be with you." No one replies. Some look paler, some flush. They all look at him with fear and embarrassment. They are fascinated, and at the same time they are almost anxious to run away. Jesus takes a step forward, smiling more brightly. "Do not be afraid. It is I. Why are you so upset? Were you not wishing to see me? Did I not let you know that I would come? Did I not tell you that on Passover evening?" No one dare open his mouth. Peter is already weeping and John is already smiling, while Jesus' two cousins, with shining eyes and lips that tremble without uttering a word, look like two statues. "Why do you have thoughts in your hearts that are in such contrast, doubt and faith, love and fear? Why do you still want to be flesh and not spirit? Only with the latter can you see, understand, judge and act. Have your old egos been completely burnt by the flame of sorrow? And have your new egos not risen to a new life? I am Jesus, your Jesus, who has risen from the dead, as he had said. Look, John, you have seen my wounds, and you all, who are not aware of my torture, because what you know is quite different from the exact knowledge that John has. Come, John, be the first. You are already completely cleansed, so cleansed that you can touch me without fear. Love, obedience, and loyalty had already cleansed you. My blood, which wetted you completely when you took me down from the cross, has finished cleansing you. Look, these are real hands and real wounds. Look at my feet. Can you see that the mark is that of the nail? Yes. It is really I and not a ghost. Touch me. Ghosts do not have bodies. I have real flesh on a real skeleton. He lays his hand on the head of John, who has dared to approach him. Can you feel it? It is warm and heavy. He breathes on his face. And this is my breath. Oh, my Lord, John whispers in a low voice. Yes, your Lord. John, do not weep out of fear and desire. Come to me. I am always the one who loves you. Let us sit down as usual at the table. Have you nothing to eat? Well, give it to me. Jesus offers the food and eats, and gives each of them a little of what he has. And he looks at them. He is so kind and so majestic.